This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian-brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. Details from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
A day after meeting with Pope Francis and Italian leaders in Rome, the leader of Ukraine is in Germany. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Berlin as he seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance, ahead of other European powers like France. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Bangladesh and Myanmar are bracing as an extremely severe cyclone starts to hit their coastal areas, and authorities urge thousands of people in both countries to seek shelter. UN agencies and aid workers have pre-positioned tons of dry food and dozens of ambulances with medical mobile teams in sprawling refugee camps with more than 1 million Rohingya who fled persecution in Myanmar.